The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 13th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Pat's at the helm today. We cycle you through.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Buddy. Do you have a national day there?
You know, I do have a national day. I was just bringing that up and wanted to get to that. I'm almost there. You know, you got the B team here, right? So, yeah. Whoa, my gosh. That's okay.
Yeah,
no, here it is.
Okay.
This is perfect for you considering recent events. I'm sorry. National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day.
Oh, maybe that's why Linda's on assignment today.
No doubt. Yeah, she read that. It's also one more. There's several, but one more is National Sewing Machine Day.
Okay.
Not sure what we're supposed to do with that.
I'm not sure what we're supposed to do with that. Okay. And phone line's here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, like I said, is the 13th. And what's the weather look like, Pat?
Well, today it's going to be sunny with a high near 80, northwest wind, 7 to 11 miles an hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Tonight, probably clear with a low around 57. The wind will be ramping up a little bit, gusts as high as 21. On Tuesday, we're going to get sunny with a high of 87. So it's looking pretty clear, sunny and hot all week this week.
Okay. And news or weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. But the whole thing about propane is it comes out of the same tank, so it comes down to customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane is just outstanding. A veteran-owned business, like I said, and it gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They take care of their customers. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, good morning, Nadine.
Good morning.
You've got to pull that down there in front of you. You've been on the radio before.
Good morning.
Before we get started with Nadine Bailey here and all of the thousands of things she has in front of her, we went to the Taste of Reading. Have you ever gone to that?
No.
Okay. Went to the Taste of Reading. I think that's our second time. Went there yesterday. Wow. After we finished the Taste of Reading, literally waddled to my car, you know, got help getting pushed in and drove home. And it was just a huge success for the people that put that on. And they raise money. They gave out $54,000 in helping different organizations last year. This one is, you have many of the restaurants and breweries and winemaking, ice cream, four bands going. It's just a nice day. And then, of course, if you remember Sunday morning early, it rained like crazy. And when I woke up, Linda had been out to the horse and came back, and she was all dressed warmly. And it was like, I was looking at her thinking, it's hot out there. She goes, no, it's rained. And so there was a little concern, but it was a perfect day out there. You checked in, you got your wine glass, your bag to carry stuff around in, and you were on your way. So it was a great time. Nadine.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Who's Nadine Bailey?
Who am I? I'm somebody that's been involved in natural resources for about the last 30 years, trying to make a difference.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't feel like I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. That no one listens to.
No one listens to. If a tree falls in the woods and nobody is there, does it make any noise? Well, you know. But I think you make a difference. There's a lot of people think you make a difference. You came in today because it's time to be talking about water.
Yes. And the most immediate thing is what's going on with the ACID canal. That seems to be the thing that's got people up in arms on Facebook.
Well, now, let people know what it means that Ensign Cottonwood Irrigation District, for the first time
in 100 years, doesn't have water.
Doesn't have water. Why?
Well, and people make it sound like the ACID board just got up one morning and said, we're going to sell our water down south and forget about all our customers.
Yeah, screw you guys. We're going to make money doing this.
Yeah. So that's not the case. This is... I brought in today the reinitiation of consultation on the coordinated long-term operation of the Central Valley Project and the State Water Project. It's about 300 or 400 pages of a final biological assessment.
That's that whole thing right there?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought those were all like individual things you were going to hand out. That's it?
That's the biological assessment.
It's got to be a good 4 inches thick.
Yeah. So
is that both sides?
No, that's just one side.
Okay.
So that is the... So that's how the project is managed. That's what we decide. That's what everyone decided in this biological opinion. The only problem, this was done in the Trump administration. So somebody sued, and they said, wait a minute, this isn't good enough. This doesn't protect fish enough. So now a judge in March said, this huge document isn't enough. They need to do more, and the judge agreed with them. And so that's why the limitations were placed on the water that could come down to irrigators. People, and please don't call me a water expert because I'm not. People like Lewis Baer from the 108 and Thad Bettner from the GCID, the Glen Colusa Irrigation District, and Northern California Water Association worked really hard to make people understand that there needed to be more water. Originally, there was going to be even less water to the irrigators. So they worked really hard to get some water in so that we could save the trees, you know, the permanent crops. And unfortunately, because ACID does not have a lined ditch, the amount of water they would have gotten would have never made it to Cottonwood. It would have just gone down the ditch and soaked in. It wasn't enough to even, they call it charging the ditch. So if you can imagine, the ACID canal is a cup, but it's got a lot of holes in it all over. It's a dirt ditch. Had they had a pipe ditch, it could have been a different outcome, but they don't. So, and they're not alone in that. There's a lot of dirt ditches still carrying ag water.
So what's the result of this? Is this going to change? Are they going to get more water? Is this just going to be empty all summer?
It's going to be empty all summer.
Okay, so what's the impact on the Anderson Cottonwood area?
Anybody that says they know what the impact is
mistaken,
because we don't know. This is the first time in 100 years that ditch hasn't had water in it. And that ditch goes all the way down into Cottonwood and ends at a pond called Perry's Pond. That's about a 20-acre pond, and that pond is drying up. The fish are dead. The beavers are having to find. People are calling me. The beavers are dying. Fish and Wildlife Service has assured me that the beavers will head towards the Sacramento River when the last of the water is gone. But the fish can't head towards the river, so... there's going to be some huge, people are finding turtles in their yards that have never had turtles. Those turtles were the ones living in the ditch. And now they're trying to make their way and find water.
I heard kind of a strange story because of the heat and I think water problems is, people that are living out in Texas Springs are having snakes come into their house. Now, I'm not sure why that would be except it's cooler and maybe they sense water in there.
Oh, absolutely.
And so they're heading for that. Big battle going on out there between gopher snakes and people.
Well, yeah.
And imagine rattlers are on their way, too.
Oh, yeah. If you have a water source, animals are going to come into it.
Yeah.
For the first time, we have a horse trough, a low one, and we've got animals all night long coming into that because used to be we had a slough and the ACID ditch running by where we live. We don't get ACID water, but they're dry. Yeah. No turtles this year, no egrets fishing for crawdads,
No frogs. Wow.
No frogs for the raccoons to eat. I mean, we had thousands of animals, skunks, raccoons, and they're all having to go toward the water source, which is the Sacramento.
Okay. We're here with Nadine Bailey. We're talking about the impact that the acid canal, for the first time in 100 years, over 100 years, is dry. And this was done because of a judge's decision that said there wasn't enough water going down to take care of fish. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the delta salinity issue. They want to have enough water to go down to keep the salinity farther down in the delta. So there's a lot of factors, and you can read all about every minute detail in this 300-page report. And if you email me, I'm glad to send you the link.
Well, you know, what we'll do is you can leave this 300-page plus with us, and then we will just check it out to everybody that comes in, kind of like a library. Okay, hey, I've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. Did you know you can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines? And with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskanAirlines.com/Redding. 7:16 in the morning, and it is 59 degrees. We'll be right back.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on an assignment. Assignment may not be as long as she thinks it's going to be. BNT Satellite is bringing us this segment. It is Redding's Dish premier local retailer. Doug Tooley's been doing BNT Satellite and Dish Satellite for over 30 years. It's a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number. No, call your local number. You're going to get great service. He's a great guy, and he gives absolutely professional, timely service when it comes to Dish, America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. Give him a call, 241-3474, to see why you should be working with Doug Tooley and not the 800 number. I'm here with Nadine Bailey, and we're talking water, how the acid canal is closed, really, for business since there's no water in it. And you just told me there's big mudslides on your way up to Lake Almanor.
Right, on Highway 36, that same rain that we got went up the hill. And this is the other thing that we warned about, these fires. They burn so hot that they cook that top layer of soil and make it, it's called being hydrophobic.
Mm-hmm.
And so water sheets off and gathers up momentum, and then it causes massive erosion. And that's what's blocked the Highway 70s. Got issues, and so does Highway 36.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because Linda and her friends are heading up in that direction. And Charles Meadow, is you go through Charles Meadow on your way up to Almanor.
Yeah.
And it's closed. At least it was.
It was last night. Yeah.
It was last night. So it may be open now. So I told them to check the road conditions before, you know, there may be another way out around, but I'm not sure. I mean, there must be a different way of getting in there.
Yeah, you can go down through, but 70s block too. So I would check. I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sure they're listening now if they weren't listening before. Okay. Would it help if the acid canal was piped?
Yes, but.
But.
Let's think about that.
Okay.
The ACID canal, because it's not piped, recharges groundwater. A lot of people don't understand that they have really good wells, and because of ACID. ACID's water percolates through the system and leaks out the ditch and recharges groundwater all the way down to Cottonwood. So we don't know what the impacts will be from not having that in there to the local wells.
So some these wells that are at 120 feet maybe or less, all of a sudden, they may need to be, you know, redug.
Some of our wells are even shallower. I don't think our well's anywhere near 120 feet. So, yeah. So we could, and that's, when I wrote this, we could see this coming in January and February. And so I wrote, you know, one of the things that we suggested is that we reach out to communities and who will struggle to find water this summer. And it's really nice because there is a program that the state has done. You can go on to the Northern California Water Association, and they have a link to that program. Excuse me. So if you have a well that starts to sputter and have problems, there are people to call.
Okay, but after you call them, what happens?
Well, we can. There are things you can do. You could recharge the groundwater around there by bringing trucks in. You can make the well deeper.
Now, does the state help you with that?
Yeah, there are programs out there this summer. The goal from the state, knowing well that we're headed into this unprecedented drought, has taken some proactive efforts to make sure that people have drinking water.
Well, I have a friend that has a Diamond Core well drilling, and he's gone out to Palo Cedro and other places in the last few years, and he's had to drop their he's had to drill a lot deeper to ensure they had water out there because it was dropping then. So I can imagine around Cottonwood and Anderson. So the ditch, it's not recharging the groundwater. It's not. What kind of agricultural loss are we going to have in Cottonwood, or, you know, agricultural animals, all that kind of thing? What kind of disaster are they facing out there?
A real disaster. I mean, you've got a lot of small family farms in Shasta and Tehama County that don't meet the criteria of large enough loss to have the state kick in with emergency right. funds. But it's a... You know, it's like the lady that came to the ACID and said, I bought, you know, 40 acres to raise cows on so I could do, you know, organic beef and butcher mm-hmm. it and sell it. And she says, now I'm losing everything. So it's...
Because she didn't have enough water for her cattle.
Yeah, so the cows have to be sold. You know, some people have wells and they'll irrigate enough to keep their grass alive, but a lot of people don't. They were totally dependent on that ditch, and it's going to be heartbreaking for Glenn and Colusa and the area south of here. It's going to be a $1 billion loss.
Well, they've got in Glenn and Colusa, and we're talking rice and
almonds and walnuts and row crops like tomatoes. And as my board chair reminded me, he said, we're eating last year's food.
That's right. That's what LaMoffa has said. He said, it's not this year. He says it's next year.
Because
rice farms are going fallow. And like you said, you know, if they've got to be able to at least keep the trees alive. And are they going to get enough water for that?
Yeah, and that's what people like Lewis Baer and Thad Bettner got everybody together this spring when they saw this biological opinion changing and the judge ruling, and they said, they brought people together and said, all the people that have crop insurance, use your crop insurance this year. And then you fallow your land, and then we'll have enough to keep the trees watered. And so that's what happened.
Okay.
Now you'll see some rice that's got water on it, but those are people that probably had deep wells and, or had some GCID water that they could use.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is some rice, but it's 70% is fallow and will not be grown.
I hope everybody's listening to this, because one of the things is when you start losing your ability to provide from within this country, and California is kind of like a breadbasket in many ways, that means we have to import it. And if we have to import it, we're relying on these other countries for our food now.
Like the Ukraine,
and the Russians, as we know, have taken over most of the wheat fields out there, and they have put Russians in charge of buying the wheat from the Ukrainians. I bet they're getting good prices and selling it on the world market. But the other things are, as if, you know, it means you have to truck it in, and when you're trucking it in and diesel's $7 a gallon, you know, this is just not good. This is like it's not enough just to have gas going up like crazy, but now we have no water. We have no water because they're pushing it, leaving it in the Sacramento to let the fish and the salinity stay stable?
No. Oh. This is a 1,000-year drought. This is a really, really bad drought. We have no water.
This isn't just a environmentalist against farmers thing.
Maybe. No. This is, we have a bad drought. We have some policies that make that drought worse. But yes, we didn't build water storage.
Sites. Let's just talk about sites. Here it is. 20 years later.
If we'd have had sites built, we would not be having this conversation.
How about reclaiming water?
Reclaiming water, desal. I don't know if you saw it, but the Coastal Commission just put the kibosh on a huge desalination plant in Southern California, because What were their reasons? The price was too high. They weren't sure about the environmental impacts. And
put too much salt back in the water.
But that had enough. That would have been a huge water contributor to the L.A. area.
Well, the Middle East survives on water desalination plants. Now, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about reclaiming water, because I've had somebody on the show that told us one day that there is a pipe big enough to drive an 18-wheeler through in L.A. that goes like 3 miles out into the ocean, and all the water just goes out there instead of being reclaimed. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Okay. So but they were an expert, or maybe I thought they were an expert. But let's talk about how we could reclaim water, even here in Redding, and what kind of do you feel comfortable talking about that?
It's gray water.
Gray water. Right, okay. We'll be back. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone is a local bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. And in fact, I had dinner the other night with one of the board of directors and said, we need a chip in our card for Cornerstone Community Bank. And he said, yeah, we do. So maybe we'll get a chip in our card instead of just sliding it. I think a chip kind of brings us into the, up to date. But the service is great. We've got all of our business over there, and I can't say enough about how responsive the people are. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. 4 branches, so you can get to them in Red Bluff, Anderson, and, of course, right here in Redding. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Volare, oh, cantare, oh, let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowd.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. If she's just 17, yeah, I know what that means. That means a jail sentence. That's what it means. Let's take that song off the air, Pat. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite knows his business. He is just a master of working with marble and granite and stone, tile. He will greatly enhance your kitchens, your bathrooms, your business. He is a master at this. And because of that, he's extremely busy. He works by appointments only, but you can get a free consultation. He'll sit down with you and you kind of give him your vision and he can make it happen. He can make it better than you thought. That's Mike Huber, Estate Granite. Give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. We're here with Nadine Bailey, and we're talking that we're in the midst of a 1,000-year drought. Is that about right?
Yeah.
And the acid canal is closed for business. It wasn't because the people in charge of the acid canal sold the water. Did they sell any water?
They did. They did because they felt like they didn't have that to put it down the ditch. It would not get to their irrigators. It would just be basically recharging groundwater. There wasn't enough to get it, to keep the ditch full, to get it to the irrigators, even for the first irrigation period. But, and so they did. They sold, I believe they sold water to Happy Valley and to Bella Vista. And Happy Valley is even in worse shape than the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District.
Well, Bella Vista's always been short water.
Yeah, and that, you know, that goes back to how we negotiated when they built the dam. It's baffling to me how the communities that,
well, no. If they sold the water, but you said that that water could have been done, that would have recharged the groundwater for people.
Well, yeah. But it, you know, how much? And, you know, right now we're looking back at May going, well, we could have done this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And hindsight's always 20/20.
Right.
But if we'd have had a May like we did last year where we had 90-degree temperatures,
mm-hmm,
and wind, that water would have evaporated because that's what happens. The wind starts, the water evaporates, and we lose a lot of the irrigation potential. And we got lucky this year, or blessed, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
We had some cool temps. We've had rain, what, 3 times now?
Yeah.
And for June in Redding? I mean,
I know we had Sunday morning real early.
Yeah.
And we had it in May we had it on the end of May, Memorial Day weekend, because it almost rained our baseball game out 2 weeks in a row. So, yeah.
Look at the comparison. Like right now we can say, well, they may have been able to irrigate, you know, that first crop, but everybody was looking at what the last year was, and last year you wouldn't have been able to. So it's, you know, I don't like to criticize the people that, as Teddy Roosevelt say, go into the arena.
Yeah.
They sit on those boards and commissions. They go and they sit there hour after hour looking at this stuff and trying to make forecasts. And it's difficult. It's science and a little science and a little witchcraft or alchemy combined.
How hard is it for a family to buy water. And, you know, because you see water trucks going up and down the road, you know, filling up marijuana irrigation, you know, areas to for them to get, you know, put a 1,000-gallon tank on their property and then buy water. Is that prohibitive?
So ACID has really specific regulations about who they can sell water to and can it go out of the district. I'm assuming you're talking about Siskiyou County and the 500 water trucks that are going out to the pot farms.
Well, I'm just thinking is that if I had a farm like this lady did, and I'm raising 10 cows on my, and I use this as, you know, as a major money source for the year, that, you know, is it cost prohibitive to have like a 500 or 1,000 gallon tank with water so I can water my stock? I mean, you're still going to have to buy feed, which is expensive as hell, but still, at least you'd be able to water them.
People are doing that all over. You see those big, square plastic things in trailers. That's what people are doing is they're buying water and moving it around and it happens and, I think for some people, it's worth the cost to be able to do that.
Yeah. On the Navajo reservation, they do that. They've done it for 100 years up until today. They have to go down in the Gallup, fill up the back of their truck. You know, truck's got a big tank on the back, and that's the only water they have out where they live. So they've been doing that for, like I said, probably 100 years. I would hate to think that it would come to that here in our own area.
So last year in November, at our November board meeting, because somebody had posted this question, what if 2021 was the coolest year on record and the wettest?
Okay.
So we had a two-hour discussion about that. What if it was? Well, then in November, we got that rain and thought, here we are. We're back into the old cycle.
Yeah.
You know,
December. We fill up Lake Shasta.
Yeah. Then. December was just, the roads were closed. There was snow everywhere. You couldn't get your trucks in and out of the valley. And then it just stopped. So we have to think about climate in the history of the West. And in the history of the West, we've had droughts that last 40 years. In the lower, like Arizona, New Mexico, they had one that lasted for 400 years.
Yeah, we talked about that during the break, that the Anastasi, the cliff dwellers.
That's why they left.
That's why they left. They couldn't get any water.
And they were irrigators. They dug canals and irrigated, and they had to get up and leave those. So we have to start thinking about, you know, what does this look like? And I said, we have to start treating water like it's gold and thinking about that.
Well, does this mean that if this continues, and it seems like what you're telling us is that we could be on the verge of this lasting, if it lasts another 5 years like this, there's not going to be any water in the acid canal. There's not going to be any, you know, excess water for irrigation, yet if we don't irrigate our crops, the impact it has on our food supply is inestimable. I mean, you can't tell. I mean, it would be so everything would become scarce and much more expensive because we'd have to import it from everywhere that had water.
It's a $1 billion hit to the Sacramento Valley this year.
Ooh.
$1 billion. And so multiply that out. I've talked to a few of my irrigators on the west side because the west side does not have the senior water rights like the east side does. And one of them said, I've got a year. I can limp along for another year, maybe two, and then I have to make some decisions about whether to even keep my trees.
So. Okay, what can the estate do to at least alleviate part of this? If they said, okay, look, we understand we do have a problem here, can the state do anything, or is it just the drought has made it so the state can't do things? Can you divert part of the SAC?
Well, what can we do? We can make our watersheds healthy. That's what the state could do. The biggest single influencer on our watersheds are our forests, and we're burning those up at a rate that has never been seen before. We're to the point that in 5 years, we will have burnt up our national forests. That's how fast we're doing this. So it's imperative that this year, every fire be put out within 28 to 48 hours. We can't wait. We can't allow them to become these big mega fires.
Well, up in Tehama County, it looks like that's doubled over the weekend, the size of that fire.
Yeah, and I'm going to be kind. I try not to be mean, but this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. We had a rain over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
That fire should have been out.
We've got numerous tankers just parked.
Yeah.
Ready to go. I saw three tankers on a fire out in Anderson. It was a grass fire. But there were three tankers on it last year. And it was like out right then. Now, you know, a forest fire is different, but still, you can hit it with tanker after tanker after tanker.
And I've got one. I have a Facebook page called the Carbon Sequestration Gang where I post the fire stats and, mm-hmm. and a lot of the papers that come up. And I've got a troll that gets on there and says, you know, ever since the Europeans came here, you haven't done one good thing and you're just killing the forest and there's nothing we can do. Well, I disagree with that. Our forests were never meant to be as dense as they are. Thinning our forests will allow fire to pass through and actually be beneficial.
Yeah. As long as, you know what? I think everybody understands. Well, maybe they don't. But any sane person would understand having a park-like forest is much better than having one that is just packed in there because fires then can burn through. They can bring new seeds and all these things that happen, but not the way they are now. And in the worst case is, if you drive out toward Almador, you'll see on the private land, they are logging it like crazy, getting out the dead trees that have been burnt so they can still use it. And as you pointed out, on the national forest land, it's still there, ready to burn.
There'll be a forest on that private land. In 10 years, there'll be another forest. And on the federal land, it'll just be a wasteland, and it'll be fuel for the next fire.
Which will then go into the new forest.
Yeah. Have Roger Yagle and Royal Burnett come in and talk to you about the available fuel that's sitting west of Redding right now. I mean, it's been a big frustration for us. We visited with Sheriff Johnson about the need to pressure the feds to get rid of that fuel that's out there. And so far, BLM is talking about, well, we're going to thin along the trails and do that. And that's not enough. I mean, we're going to have another car fire because the available fuel out there continues
to...
It's still there. No one's doing anything about it. And somebody said, well, we're doing fuel breaks. Did a fuel break work with the car fire? It jumped the Sacramento River. These fires, a fuel break, once the flame length reaches a certain size...
It's not stopping.
It's not stopping it. Yeah. We've got to reduce the fuel. It's not brain surgery.
Okay, we're with Nadine Bailey, and I you know what? I totally agree with her on this, that, you know, I talked to somebody. The McConnell Foundation got a grant to clear out their, you know, where Tierra Oaks or Tierra or Sunset Terraces. You know, in that area out there that burnt and burned into Sunset. And this young man I talked to, he was just beside himself because of the, he said the word complex 12 times, I think. He said this is so complex because, you know, if you work with this group, that's one thing, but you get private owners, they're saying no. I mean, it's just to go out there and clear that burnt wood, you know, logs that are laying there. It was a battle, you know, and I never talked to him again after that because I didn't know if he was going to have his job the week after. He wasn't going to quit and run away screaming down the road. But, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They have the greatest selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're good people. They'll repair jewelry. They've got a watch repairman there. They can pop those batteries in and fix your watch. And you're just not going to be sorry by going to Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. 7:49 in the morning, and it is 62 degrees, going up to 80 today.
whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way, we think, to Lake Almanor.
We hope.
We hope she's on her way there, since it looks like there's been a number of floods and, not floods, but because of the rain, it may have blocked off all the ways in there. So, but I gave them a heads up on it. And so I'm sure they'll figure it out. It may not be blocked now.
Yeah.
It may have just been, yesterday. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started this business in 1993, and she's built a very competent group of professionals that can help you with your insurance and your financial questions. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. And are you heading in the right direction? Are you going to have enough money to last you through your long and illustrious life? She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay, we're here with Nadine Bailey, and we're talking water. And like we said, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting.
Yes, sir.
So acid canal is for the first time in 100 years, no water in it. People think that the people in charge of the acid canal just sold them out by selling out the water. But as we've learned, there wasn't enough water that we were getting from the state to even charge the ditch.
Yeah, and that's because of the biological opinion that dictates what the amount of water that has to go down the Sacramento. So it really was not a decision they made. It was a decision based on the biological opinion and the litigation by, I believe it was the Natural Resource Defense Council, and the judge agreed with them. So,
okay. Well, here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. No water for our crops. The fields are going fallow this year. They're hoping they can get enough water just to keep the almond trees alive. I say almond like I'm an expert.
Almonds and walnuts and pistachios. Almonds. All the things we love to eat.
Yeah, all those things that already cost a lot of money are just going to be, one, very expensive, or they just won't be here.
Yeah, we can import them. Like, if you loved imported oil, you're going to love imported food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, okay, we've only got like 3 minutes left. So what do you want to tell people?
He's got a call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Betty. Good morning.
Yes.
Thanks for waiting.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want to ask her, when I moved up here over 30 years ago, someone said there was a huge lake of water under Redding and Anderson, between Redding and Anderson. Huge lots of water. I was wondering if that's true and if we can get water out of there. Could she answer that one?
It is true. Redding, Shasta County does not have a water problem. We're sitting on an aquifer that's probably as big as Shasta Lake.
But there's a problem with this if you start pumping it out. Is that right?
No, we can pump. We're not over. The big thing is everybody talks about overdraft, and that's taking more water out of your groundwater than you're putting back in. And we're nowhere close to doing that.
Okay.
There are areas in Northern California, like around Orland and Woodland. There's a few spots that have groundwater overdraft, but that's not Shasta County.
Okay.
But it's expensive to pull water up and out.
Thanks, Betty.
Okay.
It's expensive, but could you do it?
Yeah.
Could you recharge the, you'd have to have a huge pump.
You'd have to have a huge pump.
A huge pump.
And would people pay for it? That's the problem. You know, water has a price, and are people willing to pay for it? This year, probably not. Next year may be a different story. But that water exists under us and is there for us. And I don't know, I haven't been on the groundwater groups for here, but there are groundwater groups that are meeting through SGMA. That's the state mandate that we have a groundwater plan. And I don't know if they've looked at the future. If there's a drought for Shasta County, is that an option?
What do you want people to take away today, Naomi?
Nadine. Just to remember that.
Where did Naomi come from? Nadine.
Just to remember that we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Don't beat up your neighbor. These are difficult times. It's an unprecedented drought. If you're mad at somebody, go sit down with them and find out why they made the decision. These decisions didn't get made overnight. They weren't made lightly. We're all neighbors. Let's treat each other like that.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Nadine Bailey, who is our water guru that we go to ask questions, and thank you so much for coming on the show today. I mean, my gosh, you know, the acid canal. And now out in Bella Vista, you want to build another 166 homes. I'm thoroughly aghast at that because I understand, I mean, there's no water out there already. How are they going to build another 166 homes?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we'll have Shasta College and a number of people. I just saw the president of Shasta College walking in. I see the horticultural in here. It's going to be big. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
The House panel looking into the U.S. Capitol riot has just resumed its hearing this morning on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Bob Agnews covering.
Rich, the panel got off to a slow start after a big change in the lineup as former Trump 2020 campaign manager Bill Stepien abruptly pulled out of his scheduled appearance. He was just one Trump insider. Committee member Liz Cheney has vowed would be appearing.
You will hear testimony live and on video from more than half a dozen former White House staff in the Trump administration.
House Republican Study Committee Chairman Jim Banks says Democrats are trying to use the hearings as something of a Trojan horse.
To abolish the Electoral College, to intimidate President Trump's aides, to block him from ever appearing on the ballot again.
Committee members say they have uncovered enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider a criminal indictment against the former president. Bob Agner reporting.
A bipartisan gun proposal has emerged in the Senate, described as a framework and not an actual bill at this point. Would offer modest gun curbs while bolstering efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. Wildfire about 6 miles north of Flagstaff, Arizona, forcing evacuations. And there may be more on the way. Some homeowners, though, opting to stay put at least for now.
I'm ready to go if I have to go, but I'm not in this situation yet, so I'm going to go back to my house and, you know, see what else I can find and pray. Pray, pray, pray.
She spoke with ABC 15 in Arizona. One person was killed, another critically wounded. Police say a gunfight broke out last night among family members at Grady Memorial Hospital in downtown Atlanta. The search now on for three suspects. On Wall Street, the sell-off continues. Dow down 829 points, while the NASDAQ is off 487. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I've always been kind of cynical towards advertising, which I know doesn't make much sense considering I'm currently recording a commercial. It's all the fluffy words that make us cynical, right? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a blue light special, but only, of course, if you call right now. It all kind of makes me nauseous, and yet here I am about to say that right now actually might be a once-in-a-lifetime moment for some of us, and that is the opportunity of a cash-out refinance. Arguably never has there been a moment in time like the last few years where home values have jumped at crazy historical levels, leaving all this extra money sitting inside our homes. A cash-out refinance lets you put that extra money in your pocket to use for life. If you'd like to see your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Japanese yen plunging to its lowest level against the U.S. dollar since 1998. The gap between the two currencies growing as the Fed hikes interest rates while Japan's central bank declines to follow suit. The BBC's Sirin Janatawari reports from Singapore.
Japan is largely driven by exports, and so in the past, a cheap yen has actually helped the economy. So a large automobile company, for example, would get more returns from repatriating profits made overseas. But materials are getting more expensive around the world, and so this time around, a weak yen could inflict more pain on businesses and customers at home. The yen is important to international financial markets, is the world's third most traded currency. Asian stocks were down in early trade.
And it is not only Asia, other overseas stock markets also plummeting. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A serious health challenge for a top country music star.
Good as I once was. I got a few.
Toby Keith has stomach cancer. The musician announcing on Twitter yesterday that he has been undergoing treatment for the disease since last fall. Keith says in the past 6 months he has undergone surgery for the stomach cancer, and it has been followed up with chemotherapy and radiation. The Oklahoma native who turns 61 next month says right now, so far so good, but he says he does need time now to breathe, recover, and relax. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
On Wednesday, the Food and Drug Administration will ask an outside panel of experts to vote on whether to recommend Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for youngsters under the age of 5. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 868 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Lake Almanor, and at least we think she is, because over the weekend it rained so hard it blocked two of the roads into Almanor, and I think there's only two roads in there, but maybe they've cleared it by now, so we'll find out. I'm sure she'll give me a call, and she'll say, why didn't you warn me? Well, I did, honey. I called everybody in the group and said, you might want to check the roads before you leave. 8:05 in the morning here on the 13th of June, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I got Pat at the helm, who's got the weather.
Good morning. I have the weather indeed. It's going to be sunny with a high near 80 today. Northwest winds 7 to 11 miles an hour. Tonight's going to be clear around 57, a little bit chilly there. Sunny tomorrow and sunny through the rest of the week, Carl. If you're like into gardening, this is going to be a great week to get started.
Okay. You better get that phone. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people, the Kinney family. They've been doing this for several decades. I can't say enough about them. The way that they take care of their customers, since all the propane comes out of one tank, it's customer service that makes the difference. So, Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, I'm here with Shasta College. And is Doug part of the group? Oh, Doug is part of your group, right?
Doug Mandel?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
He's on the phone. He's on the phone, too. Great. So let me find something here. did you bring me a handout, buddy?
Yeah.
There it is. Got it. So I didn't print it. Okay, here we are. I'm with Shasta College, and Peter Griggs is here. Peter, get on the mic here.
Hey, Peter, good morning, Carl.
You know what? You do such a good job, buddy.
Oh, hey. I love coming here every month. This show is just spectacular. I get to hear from all the different areas in our college. And honestly, it's an education for me as well.
I was going to say that we bring in different groups. And, you know, I use as an example, I said, you know, when you bring in Shasta College, what do you talk about? And I said, one day Peter brought in the horticulture. The horticulture,
Brian,
department. And I said, you know, we have 48 minutes we have to fill here. And Peter goes, oh, yeah, I know, but maybe you can stretch. Well, it wasn't I had to stretch. It was me trying to cram it in and wanting to do another hour the horticulture department and the student that brought in. And today you've really brought in some heavy hitters. So,
well, we've brought back our horticulture department.
Yes,
because they're obviously one of many favorites, but one of our favorites. And, in fact, Lamone and I, we're here with Lamone Waite, horticulture instructor. And she and I were just talking about that student that we had had on
what
years
happened
ago, Brian.
To him? Okay, now let me tell you that. Let me just set the stage here. Lamone came in, and she brings in this guy with a mohawk haircut, colored mohawk. And I said, okay. Well, it turns out this young man had had two tours in Afghanistan and had a high-stress job, and he didn't like the leadership that was in it. It wasn't like he was used to real leadership. So he took a test, And they said one of the things that he would be good at was horticulture. So he threw him into the horticultural class. They wanted, at one point, if I remember right, he was supposed to plant 50 tomato plants. He planted 500. I mean, this is the kind of guy he is. Yeah. And he was just, I mean, what happened to him?
So he graduated, and he worked for a short time for the city of Reading, and then he went out and started his own business. And I just saw him, a couple weeks ago, and he was saying, I am so busy, I'm turning customers away. His significant other has joined him in the business because they're so busy, and he's working as a landscaper all over Shasta County and Tehama County.
Is that right?
Fabulous.
Well, maybe he could make a little room for me in there. And remember, it was me that, it was this station that launched him into this. Because my backyard is, well, there is no grass. It's kind of a brownish, anyway. So I keep looking at it. Not a lot, but, you know, when I do look at it, I think, should I just reseed this or should I just, like, plow it under and put salt in there and not worry about it and then just cement it over or just, you know, put a lot of gravel or something. No, I'm not giving up. But I would rototill it, except I'm not sure where all the underground sprinkler systems are. Oh. And with my luck, I would rototill up all of my sprinklers because I've got such a green thumb. So, anyway.
Well, Brian is your man if you need some help.
I may have to do that. Okay. Anyway, Peter, thanks so much for always bringing in a great group. And now I'm surrounded by master gardeners.
That's right.
And for somebody that has killed his own cactus garden. Hey, you know how hard it is to kill a cactus garden? You know, they're in these little pots. And
not too hard if you overwater.
Well, I kind of think that when I was gone for a couple months that the person that came in there just to check on it might have overwatered it. Or, who knows, they all turned kind of a droopy, soggy into it.
Well, you know, I'm excited to have our horticulture group with us this morning because with everything, as you just mentioned, my yard as well, with the water shortages that we're experiencing.
Yes, and I do want to talk about that. Nadine Bailey was just here, and the we're in the midst of a drought that could go on, and what do people do?
Yeah.
And you brought with you two master gardeners that are going to help us with this. So, okay, well, thank you. Lamone Waite, who is, did I pronounce that right?
Lamone.
You're the horticultural instructor. How do you get to become a horticultural instructor?
Well, I have a master's degree in agriculture with an emphasis in horticulture. Uh-huh. And I grew up actually with a mother who gardened extensively, so it seemed like a natural fit. But I've been a horticulture instructor at the college now for 24 years. And for the last nearly last 19 years, I have been the Master Gardener Coordinator for Shasta County.
Wow.
And that is a joint program with the University of California and Shasta College. And we have been doing that since 2003. So, and I have Susan with me and also Doug, who were in those first class, first year of classes. And they have been volunteers.
How long ago was that?
2003.
2003. Well, you look like you haven't aged a bit.
Well, thanks. So, and then we have Kristen with us, who's a brand new master. She's newly minted. She just finished the
newly
class.
Newly minted. Now, is this just one class, or is this like a, it has to be a series of classes?
It's one class that is basically developed by the curriculum is developed by the University of California.
Uh-huh.
And you teach the one class, and basically what we teach you about in the class is
one class that lasts a whole semester.
Yeah, it's a long class. But
it's a semester class. Okay. Yeah. I see what you mean.
But we teach you, it's a course, I guess I should say. We teach you how to research scientifically based answers. So, I mean, that's the whole point of the class is that we don't expect you to know all the answers, but we show you how to find the correct answer. Because there's a lot of misinformation out there on horticulture practices and just growing plants in general.
Well, obviously for me there is. Linda puts stuff out like if it's going to rain, or if it's starting to rain, she just takes every plant in the house and puts it outside.
Well, that's good. It washes the dust off the leaves and things. That's healthy for them.
She will swear that it's, you know, they love it. Mm-hmm. And then she says, and if there's thunder or lightning. She says, I think it's the ozone. You know, not the ozone, but the, you know, the lightning in the air and all this. She says it seems that the plants thrive on it. Now, I don't think that that's scientific-based evidence, but she believes it, and her plants are still alive.
There is some nitrogen that's washed out of the atmosphere through ozone, so maybe.
Yeah. Who knows? Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Linda took her car. We were driving her car, which she loves, down the road, and we got one of those rocks. They hit it just right. And Jeff Wurst, who owns Crackmaster, is the master windshield repair guy, has her bring it in, and he says, and some chips that, you know, they're just a chip, and they're just, you know, a glancing chip. Some chips go all the way through. And those are the ones that are going to crack your windshield. So we had one of those. Of course, we couldn't have a simple chip. But he fixed it. You can't even see it. And I said, where is it? And she goes, well, it was around here someplace. I guess if you really got in close, then you might be able to see it. But this is the way he can fix a chip in your windshield. He can fix a crack over 2 feet in length. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield in 2006. No, 2007. And it still hasn't gotten any bigger, and it's just perfect. So this is the kind of work that Jeff Wurst can do. For a free evaluation and inspection and analysis, give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. And that's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a better-known business. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. But I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Linda's on her way up to some lake. If the roads are open, I'm sure they will be. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, is one of the top-rated hospitals in the United States, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have the TAVR valve replacement. They have a number of things that they do here that you used to have to go down to San Francisco, Davis, any of those places to have done. They can do it right here. That's why healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Shasta College and the horticulture department and Lamone Waite, who is Watash. She's the head of it. And she's brought in a bunch of people. So we're going to start talking to a couple of the students. And let's start with Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got your horticulture hat on today.
I do. It's a different hat than I usually wear.
You don't
wear.
Have your pink hat on. So what got you into this?
I love gardening. My dad was an ag engineer, and he was a gardener, and we traveled the world everywhere we went. He built this huge garden to feed his family. And
wow.
I owned an apple ranch down in Southern California.
Probably a good idea not to have it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
No water.
Right.
So I took the class. I found the class at the farmer's market. I was one day at the farmer's market walking around, and there was this booth for master gardeners, and I stopped and talked to them, took the class, and now I spend a lot of time in the farmer's market booth. We've evolved that booth so that it gives people information about how to grow their garden, how to change their garden. Carl, you could stop by and talk to us. We would give you lots of advice.
First of all, you have to plant a garden.
Right.
I've planted tomatoes before a couple
but
of times.
We talk about landscaping, too. We're not just vegetable gardening.
Oh, well, okay.
And
let's talk about you.
Yeah, and one of the other things that we've tried to do is really engage families in gardening, period. So, for example, this year we had the strawberry planting the first day of the farmer's market, and we had 499 people total, mothers and kids, and we were targeting 0 to 8-year-olds. We gave them a strawberry plant and a pot and a bunch of soil, and we had them plant them and take them home with them. 499 sort of extra people to the farmer's market. They call me and they say, "What are you doing next?"
Well, I wonder how many of the was there just a rush on the landfill on the following Thursday?
Maybe.
Now. I think it's great if you can, strawberries. Everybody, who doesn't love strawberries?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
So.
And the strawberries were donated?
The strawberries were donated by Lassen Canyon Nursery. So,
cool.
So that was, it was really fun. I have great pictures I'll show you sometime.
Okay. And Doug, thanks for waiting.
Sure.
How did you get into the master horticultural business?
Well, let's see. As a kid, I did a lot of camping and hiking, and I gained a better appreciation of the environment. And I like being outside. And I heard about the Master Gardener Program, and I like the mission to educate the public about science-based gardening information or landscaping. I've actually, like Lamone just said, I've kind of gravitated towards more landscaping than gardening.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just think it's a great thing for the community. I do my community service by volunteering, and you feel really good about it.
Now, when you volunteer, what do you do as a volunteer horticulturist?
Well, there are several projects. I don't know. I think we have like around 20 projects that you can pick from. Currently, I dabble a little bit with the farmers market. At the beginning, I did a lot of that, but I've kind of gravitated towards volunteering mostly at the Matzer Matter Howe Celebration Garden at the Carter House. Uh-huh. And so I help take care of that. So I get volunteer hours for that. So let's see, what other projects that I do? I do a lot with the California Native Plant Society, so I get volunteers hours from that. I was on the Turtle Bay Arboretum Council, so I got a lot of volunteer hours for that. And I used to volunteer quite a bit at Turtle Bay, propagating plants and stuff like that.
Well, would you say then somebody that's a master horticulturist is somebody that can, or master gardener, I should say, they can go about any place and you can help somebody. If you came over and looked at my house, you could say, after you stopped crying from the way it looks, that, you know, Carl, if you did this and this and this, this would really be good for your, for the environment and to make your house look beautiful.
I think that's true, but we don't actually rent out our services. We have bigger projects. For example, one of the projects we're taking on is the library rooftop.
I can't see that, buddy. Pass right and things
Ron through. Called in, and he's asking, when and where are the two farmers markets? That we have two groups that meet now. Can you guys address that for Ron?
Well, the farmers market that I've been involved with is the Reading one. It's at the City Hall on Saturdays from 7:30 to noon.
And that's the one that we have our Master Gardener
right.
information booth at.
I know there's another one, but I can't tell you where that one is.
I think it's at the mall. But
at the mall, yeah. It could be. Maybe you can look it up. Okay, let's move over to Kristen. Kristen,
yes.
You're the newest, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. What made you sign up for classes?
You remember back in the beginning of our COVID time when people were starting to get cabin fever?
Oh, yeah.
That was me. And I am, your radio listeners can't see that I have gray hair and that I am a senior citizen. So I was retired, living alone during COVID, getting antsy, restless, trying to figure out what's next. And my way is talking to God. So I said, you know, what am I going to do next? And the next morning I woke up and I heard the word horticulture, which was not something that I normally have in my vocabulary or on my mind. So I did some research online. I found Shasta College and all of the courses that they offer, and I got very excited, and I signed up in the fall for the Master Gardener course and a plant propagation class, and I took another class in the spring. And all of that is to say that as a senior, I found a whole new level of engagement and excitement, and really it's been fun. I've had fun going back to college, which I never thought I'd do again.
Well, I think college is fun. I had a great time in college. Yeah, I spent lots of time in college. I might graduate someday. Now, you were involved, and please jump into this. You all just got a grant to educate homeowners on how to save water. Can you tell us a little bit about this grant? And then Kristen, though, helped you get this grant. Is that correct?
Yes. The grant is from the Saratoga Horticulture Research Endowment from UC Davis. And it's for the grant is based on educating people about what they can do during a drought to conserve water and conserve their landscape as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just chatting with Kristen one day after class, and, you know, we had just gotten information from the Bella Vista Water District that we were not going to get any agricultural water at all for our nursery and horticulture area, our farm, actually, at the college.
Yeah, they were cutting you off.
Well, they did. I mean, they didn't get water from the...
They didn't get water.
They didn't get water, so we didn't get water, right?
Right.
So, anyway, I was just chatting with her about that and, you know, saying, I just saw this grant and, you know, I really don't have time to do it, but it would be interesting to actually be able to educate people about these cutbacks. And then Kristen said, well, I know something about grant writing. And so she wrote the grant. So, and then we were awarded the grant. So Kristen can tell you a little bit more about that.
Okay. Now I got to take a break, but when we come back, Kristen, I want you to talk to us about, you know, getting the grant, but then what kind of impact this can have on our community. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by my barbershop, the one I've only gone to since I've lived here in Reading, and that's the Cypress Square Barbershop. I was there last week, and as usual, for my 342nd haircut, it was still perfect. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. It's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, too. So go down and have lunch or get a haircut, then have lunch. Yeah, you'll like it. We'll be right back.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, what I say now, Mustang Sally, now baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Summer is in full swing at Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down and play our Toys of Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly free play drawings from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Receive bonus entries into the final draw. June 30th and July 28th, where two winners will each win a summer toy. From Sea-Doos to Can-Ams and motorcycles. Summers are heating up at Wind River Resort and Casino. All the details at windriver.com. Find your moment at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're with the Shasta College Horticultural Group today, and Lamone Waite is the horticultural instructor and was here last time when you brought in the crazy man with the mohawk, who turns out is just a great young man. Tours in Afghanistan, and now he is a landscaper here in Reading, and is so busy he has to turn work away, and that's good. But we're also here with Kristen Kuroki, and who's a master gardener and helped get a grant that's coming across, and then Susan Wilson. Good morning. Who is here usually for something else, but she's also a master gardener, and that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, so y'all wrote a grant. You got it from this organization, and what is this grant for?
Well, we're intending to do some public education workshops and have them filmed so that those videos can be uploaded onto the Shasta County Master Gardener website.
Uh-huh.
So that they'll be useful for homeowners, particularly in this time of drought. We're looking at four different workshops. One of them is called Staying Green. That's, you know, how can you save most of your landscape?
Uh-huh.
And then another one is on best irrigation practices and gray water. And another one is called Transitioning. Maybe transitioning workshop would be something you would be interested in with, you know, a backyard that you want to transform.
Nah.
No.
You're giving me that look like.
No. I have all the, by the way, if anybody needs any horse manure for your garden, you just come talk to me about it. I have tons of it. I wouldn't be adverse to that, doing that. But the grants, though, is to help people keep their plants alive.
Mm.
Is it like planting a new type of plant or, you know, installing new shrubbery or that kind of stuff that's more drought resistant?
Going to be one of the points. Yes.
Okay.
It's that you want to move away from those water hungry type of plants to focus more on plants that are sustainable with less water.
Well, why is my peach tree going crazy this year? And my nectarine tree not?
What do you mean by going crazy?
I mean, there's tons of peaches on it. But my nectarine tree only has one little nectarine on it.
Probably there's several reasons. But it could be that it bloomed they bloomed at slightly different times.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, we had some freezes this spring that could have, impacted that. That would be my first guess. But
okay.
A lot of other things.
We've never had a lot of nectarines, but over the last 2 years, I don't know what's gone on, but the peach tree has just gone berserko. I'm having to tie it up and prop it up.
Well, usually thin. You want to thin your peaches so it doesn't break the limbs.
I mean, take
we'll
take them
give
off
you
now.
A lesson. We'll give you a lesson, Carl.
Why don't you send one of your students over and let them practice on my tree? This water problem we're having. And if we just had Nadine Bailey on, Acid mm-hmm. Canal has no water in it, first time in 100 years. You were cut off from the Bella Vista Water District because they have no water. What do people do? And we're on self right now. It's self-generated watering less in our yards and everything. And yes, we're all sitting on a huge aquifer, and we got the Sacramento, but it's kind of a let's save as much water as we can. Can you still have a great garden and veggies and all that?
Probably not a huge garden if you have severe cutbacks. I mean, like in my neighborhood, I'm cut back 40% of my historical water use.
Okay.
But if you're at 20%, probably so. Most people overwater their yard anyway. And so part of what we want to teach is how do you water so that you get a deeper root system on your plants that you already have existing, that so they'll withstand, you know, less water because they draw from a bigger reservoir in the soil, but also mulching and doing other things that keep the soil from evaporating that water, and then doing things like using gray water or other things from your like washing machine and other places that you can do legally.
Let's talk gray water. Do you have to install new pipes, or is there ways of saving water? Like I've heard people that when they take a shower, they put a bucket.
I do that.
Do you do that? Mm-hmm. And
yep.
The water just goes down into the bucket?
Yep. And then I take it out and water a tree or something else, shrub in my yard or whatever.
Okay.
I also shut water off between every, you know, like you lather up, you shut the water off.
You take navy showers.
I do, pretty much.
Yeah, you take shipboard showers. Yeah.
Small amount of water.
Small amount of water, yep. You know, thank you, whoever invented that. And when I lived in one place, I bought a shower head that took your water that's coming out and made it like 10 times, you know, it compressed it down. More intense, but then you could turn it off in between. No, I've spent many, many deployments that we took.
But I grew up with, in a family of six, we used 50 gallons of water for a week. So we learned how to take a very quick.
Wow.
Quick sponge bath or shower or whatever.
Wow.
You know, we have a tendency as a culture to take long showers, and one of the things people need to do is just shorten up their showers.
Yeah. Well, they could, and you could save thousands of gallons of water. But like you said, now, do you think you'll see homes when they're built in the future that they're talking about, you know, everybody has to have a solar on your home, about putting a gray water system in there?
You know, I don't know. It's just since the last drought where it was legal to actually use a gray water system in California. So I think we have a long ways to still go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that hard to adapt your system, at least for your like laundry and your shower.
How do you do laundry? How do you do the laundry one? I can understand the showers and, you know, if you're brushing your teeth, you
actually
use a glass of
on
water
a laundry system, you have to put plumbing. You have to get a plumber.
To re-plumb that.
Right. Okay. You just have a switch where you can go either to the outdoors or to your septic system.
Okay, you have to build a catch tank too, right? Or you have to have a catch tank?
No, not necessarily. You can have it go out to some sort of landscaping.
Oh, okay. Just go directly. All right. Now, do you learn those things during your horticultural classes?
In some classes we do, like, not necessarily gray water systems. That's going to be something that we're going to do in a workshop. And we have monies to bring in experts, and actually teach that, those to where people can do it correctly so they're not damaging their washing machine because they have back pressure or, you know, aren't breaking some sort of, code because they're using, like, their kitchen sink or something.
We wouldn't want to break a code.
So we'll have that, you know, building codes, I'm meaning, but,
I know.
We basically each workshop will have experts that are brought in to cover those topics. We do talk about irrigation and a lot of, plumbing and stuff in, our irrigation class at the college. But,
okay.
And Lamone, can I ask you this? All the workshops will be public and we'll advertise them. You know,
absolutely,
you don't
yes.
have to be a student at Shasta College or any of that stuff. No. So we want to make sure that people understand that they're welcome to come to those.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
We're really excited to have huge turnouts.
Yes. But we're envisioning that there'll be some kind of, lecture portion to it, but they're also going to be hands-on portion to each workshop.
Well, that really helps out a lot of people. Yeah. Okay. All right. Got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Sleep Number. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because picnics, water skiing, baseball games, and summer festivals are even better with a great night's sleep. Linda and I have had our Sleep Number bed for close to 10 years. And my Sleep Number setting is 50. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. This is where you don't have to compromise with your loved one. You each can have the firmness of the bed you want. In our case, our bed, we can elevate the head so we can read in there. We've had nothing but great sleep since the day we got our first Sleep Number. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save up to $700 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing and free home delivery when you add a base. That ends today, only at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. There are great people there. Speak to any of them. Lay on all the beds till you find the one that you want. Now, this is subject to credit approval. The special financing is minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos. This is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Cinerama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 17th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers, live music, food, games, and much more. Tickets are on sale now and include commemorative steel cup and your first beer free. $30 for pre-sale and Turtle Bay members and $35 at the gate for this 21 and over event. All proceeds go to Turtle Bay education programs and exhibition. Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Friday, June 17th. Get your tickets today and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNI 96.5. good. You know what? Kristen's dancing with me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Monday to Friday, 7 to 9 AM with really interesting people, politicians. Doesn't mean politicians are interesting, but the questions we ask can be. And we're here with Shasta College, and we're with the Horticultural Department. And everybody's going, oh, Horticultural. I love this. I love the Horticultural Department out there. And Lamone Waite is the instructor, and she's just, every time she brings in great people. And we're talking about the Master Gardener Program, and Susan Wilson and Kristen Kuroki and Doug. Doug, you're still on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm still
here. Okay, Doug's still here. And all of them, what they do, you know, for the Master Gardener Program, it's the course, it lasts a whole semester. And at the end of it, and it's fact-based and science-based on how to make your yard better, how to landscape your yard, how to grow the, you know, the right plants for all of this. And then it's 25 hours of volunteer.
Plus.
In our community.
Plus. 12 hours of continuing education every year.
Okay.
So that we learn new stuff, stay up to date.
Well, you mean you put it in the ground, you add water, and...
No. We learn how to add the water.
Lamone, with drought being a problem and all this, but if people are interested, you know, in learning on how to make their homes beautiful, like, you know, like Kristen, you know, Kristen says, you know, I needed something... You know, in my life here, because, you know, I'd retired and COVID was locked us up, and mm-hmm. now COVID, you know, hopefully is gone, though we never know. So people may want to take just this course. You don't have to take all the courses out there, but you can take this course. So how do they do that?
So if they want to take the Master Gardener course, they sign up as a Shasta College student. So you register at Shasta College. And then you register
for your little student ID card.
Yeah, you need to get a student ID number. And then once you've done that, you can sign up for AGEH 60 Master Gardener training. And it starts in August. It'll be Wednesday night this semester.
Uh-huh.
And we're working on getting that also so that people could Zoom in. So it'll definitely be in person, but I've also had requests from several students in Trinity County if they could Zoom into it. So I think I can simultaneously Zoom as well as teach
the class. But isn't it part of it, isn't it hands-on?
Oh, I'll send them stuff.
Okay.
During COVID, I taught it completely online, and I sent people kits. So they get mailed. If they can't pick it up at the college, then they get mailed a kit. And then I'll tell them each week, okay, you need your kit, this part of it.
What's in the kit?
All kinds of fun stuff.
Well, I'd like to know. I mean, just give you like a little gardening tool or anything?
We gave them some soil. We gave them seeds. We gave them plant cuttings, some different types of plants, loop, some different materials so that they could look at insects and things like that. Just a lot of the Master Gardener curriculum is pretty comprehensive. And really the mission of the Master Gardeners is really to get people thinking differently about horticulture in general, and that we sort of don't need to be always just having, you know, a lawn that we immediately spray as soon as we see a weed and sort of, you know, that sort of thing. But that we actually consider what we teach integrated pest management. And so we have people actually think about what they're doing to the environment and to our insects and all other things when they're, our beneficial insects, when they're spraying, and kind of trying to teach them about alternative ways that you can still have a lovely looking yard, but not using all the water or using a lot of pesticides or other things. And not necessarily organic, but more looking at the whole picture and approaching it holistically.
A different type of watering system where it goes right to the roots as opposed
to just spraying water everywhere and having it run down the street, you know?
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So,
can we talk about bees for a second?
Sure.
You know, our bees are so important.
Absolutely.
They are the life givers, really, and they spread. And they, you know, farmers need them. Everybody needs them, really.
They're responsible for about a third of our world's food. So
yeah. So are we having a problem with bees in the United States?
Yes.
Can we talk about that a second?
It's complicated because there's a lot of issues, but a lot of native bees are what actually pollinate a lot of our crops as well as honeybees. And so we actually have a crisis with all insects. And insects are the food that feeds birds and other things. So it basically is a crisis with all things, but because it's part of the food chain. But the reason for that, there's multiple reasons, but a lot of it is lost habitat. So we tend to, you know, eliminate anything that blooms and just have a green lawn in new neighborhoods, or old neighborhoods. And we also use a lot of insecticides that harm the bees. So, and a lot of those are those systemic insecticides that people put on their roses, or they, you know, a lot of nurseries will put on plants that are sold at the big box stores, and then the bee eats that pollen, and they that causes issues for the bees.
Yeah.
And then there's other issues that also are causing problems, but that's one of the main things that's been identified.
We don't use any insecticides in our house. The roses seem to be okay, and if they're not, you know.
Well, a lot of times you can just spray the aphids. You can spray the aphids off, or use, you know, sharp blast of water, or do things that doesn't require, you know, nuclear activity there.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, because bees are so important, that, you know, you hear colonies dying out so we should be very careful before we start just wanting our, you know, to kill every weed that we see
and that's what we try to teach people in the class, is really to, using scientific-based information, really look at growing great landscapes, great gardens, healthy gardens, but really looking at also community health, environmental health, you know, the whole picture, and really having people kind of have a paradigm shift about how they address horticulture issues. I mean, we've been teaching... People address a lot of times horticulture things just based on, you know, something that we did in the 1800s. I mean, we've evolved as a nation and way beyond that in other things, right? So why are we still, you know, have our lawn?
I'm over here shrugging my shoulders saying, yeah, maybe. Hey, if a person comes in and wants to be go through your course, what kind of jobs are out there for them?
There's a lot of jobs. I get more calls than we can fill. And then a lot of our graduates actually go into business for themselves. We've lost quite a few landscapers in our area due to multiple things. And so there's just a need for more landscapers in the area just because of that. And then there's also jobs in the nursery area as well. So we have,
people are getting jobs when they leave here.
They get jobs a lot of times before they even graduate. People are snatching them away.
Okay.
As soon as they know they have a little
living wage jobs. Now, Kristen, what are you going to do with your master gardener now that you are one?
Well, I'm very happy to continue helping with the grant. That's one. And I'm very happy to be still plugged in with a group of people that are actually doing things in the community. So we talked a little bit before about some of the community projects, like the roof of the library and, you know, various other places in town in which master gardeners are maintaining a project. And I love the fact that we're helping the community.
And I'm really excited about using some of this information that we get from this grant on the library roof, because we have a garden on the second floor of the library. Don't know if you know that. You can look at it.
That.
You can look at it through the...
I fought my way through these homeless guys in there that were trying... Oh, okay.
You can look at it through the glass. And, you know, that is hard gardening, that place. You know, we have a limited amount of soil that we can put up there, and we have water issues, and we have sun issues, and we have shade issues. And so we're hoping that becomes sort of a good garden for people to just peek at, and we're going to provide some information there.
Lamone, do y'all issue a master gardener's hat? So everybody wears the same hat, you know, everyone's broad-brimmed ones or anything like that. So everybody knows that your master gardener's got MG
on it.
You
want one?
Something.
Is that what?
No, I was just wondering.
We do have master gardener hats and aprons and things. But everybody also gets a master gardener badge. They're issued a badge to the University of California.
I like the T-shirt.
Now, if you're interested in doing this, and a lot of people may, you know, it's Wednesday nights and it's first semester. So how long does that last?
It's 15 weeks.
15 weeks.
It ends the first week of December.
Okay. And if you're interested in something like this, so if you take it during this time, then you're getting yourself all ready for next year. Not that we have, really horrible inclement weather, but there's things you could do. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, during the class and afterwards.
A lot of times people start volunteering during the class.
So,
and then they also take other classes, too. We have, Kristen did. She took the plant propagation class at the same time, which is a fun class because we just propagate plants 20,000 different ways,
What's propagating?
It's basically starting plants from either plant cuttings or roots or seeds or, whatever. You're making more plants.
Okay. You didn't use the word growing. It's propagating.
Well, we're growing them too, but growing is usually once you get them started and then you're growing them. This is where you're taking a leaf and starting a new plant or a seed and starting a new plant.
Got it. Well, hey, Doug, thanks a lot for being with us today, and Susan and Kristen and, of course, Lamont.
Thank you for having
us. Love having you on all the time. So just call Shasta College. Is there a number or just go online or what?
It's summertime, so the best place probably to get a hold